Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Decade, a group of civil engineers have assessed Louisiana's roads, bridges, water systems, and more, and they've graded the infrastructure. And here to talk to us about it is Kirk Lowry, chairman of the Louisiana Report Card. Kirk, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. So when we say the first time in a decade all of these engineers went out, tell us about this effort.
So the effort was, it's actually about 8 years ago, we had done a report card. The original one we did for the state of Louisiana was in 2012. We updated it in 2017, and we did another update this year. So basically what we're looking at was just different transportation and services done, you know, basically that are needed for our all of our infrastructure.
61,000 miles of roads, it says here, 12,000 bridges, and more than 900 water systems and additional infrastructure systems. I think when y'all did it in 2012, the grade was a D. In 2017, it was a D plus. And this year, drum roll please, what is it?
It's a C minus.
C minus?
Yes.
Yeah. So when our hires grade, the categories are aviation, bridges, coastal areas, dams, drinking water, levees, ports, roads, solid waste, and wastewater. Our highest grade is a C+. When we look at our peer states across the country, is that what you would typically see as well or no?
We are. So the average, you know, for the national report card is C. Across the United States, we would I would put us in the lower, at the bottom of the, you know, middle third or the top of the bottom third is probably where we are.
So what contributed to our upward movement? I mean, the last time y'all did this, we were at a D plus. We're now at a C minus. You know, we moved from a D to a D plus to a C minus. What contributed the most to this upward trend?
Oh, it was without a doubt. It was the IIJA bill that was passed in the last administration, where they basically were funding infrastructure projects all over the country. In fact, Louisiana got $5 billion for their roads and bridges out of that bill. And so to an extent, what we're able to do is we're able to at least service some of our deficient bridges and help maintain some of our roadways.
And you're talking about the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act by the Biden administration in 2021. And we've actually been able to put that money's actually been put out there and has actually been spent here by 2025 already.
Yes. Just as an example, the aviation, it went up in the grade went up, and part of the reason it went up is we did pavement overlays at some of our airports. People don't realize we have 61 small airports all over Louisiana, And so, you know, that's just a, you know, it created an upgrade and just in that one instance. Also, like our deficient bridges, what we are classified as deficient bridges, that number has actually gone down since 2017. So that's, you know, where the money was being spent.
So obviously there was a priority on bringing that, because as I recall, that was one of the lowest grades that we had overall, right?
It is. Bridges. And the reason it stays kind of what it is that understanding, so we've thrown all this money one time here. Well, it's not a one-time thing. This is an O&M thing. We need to keep, it's basically, okay, we've repaired or done or replaced bridges. Well, guess what? 8 years later, there's more bridges that are becoming deficient because they're getting older and older. And it should be looked at. We're looking at this like it's a one charge of money, but it's not. It's really a continuous process.
So how do we deal with this? I mean, you know, I don't know how much longer we can continue to rely on the largesse of the federal government when we're running a $37 trillion deficit at the present time. And obviously the state of Louisiana is kind of taxed from a budgetary standpoint, and we all know where the city of New Orleans sits. I mean, it would seem to me that this challenge is not going to go away, and in many respects, it may be harder for us to be able to fund CapEx and maintain our infrastructure.
Yes, you're right. And, you know, because the thing is the maintenance is a continuous thing compared to, you know, a one-time construction, say, like a new bridge in Baton Rouge. This is an ongoing process. One of the things, my personal beliefs, we haven't raised our gas tax since 1989. We have a 20 cent per gallon gas tax. 16 cents of that goes to transportation needs. 4 cents is actually dedicated to debt relief. This user tax is really what the money should be coming from here to pay for our roads and bridges. And that gas tax was implemented in 1989 and has never been upgraded or there's no inflation characterization to it, so that basically the money just stays the same. Well, costs go up and we're not funding for those costs to go up. To me, that's the first. The first thing that should be done. And by the way, I say this as of somebody who's pretty conservative and doesn't like to pay taxes.
Right. But the reality is you get what you pay for, right? I mean, if you're not out there and you're not funding this, you're going to continue to have crappy roads and crappy bridges. I mean, that's the reality.
That's correct. Yes. That's true.
So where do we stand when we compare ourselves to other southern states as it relates to the gas tax? So when we look at Texas or Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, you know, where do we stand? How do we stack up?
I can't personally answer that question because I haven't done the research on it. I know that we're probably fairly low because other states have definitely increased their gas taxes over the years. And as I said, we haven't done it since 1989, but I can't answer that with any certainty.
So what happens like when, you know, we're out there like everybody else, we're trying to lure businesses to locate here in Louisiana. I got to imagine they all look at these report cards, right, to see where you fall out, you know, as it relates to infrastructure. And when you fall out at a C minus, I guess that's just not good.
Well, it's not great. But one thing that is good is, let's be honest, it's actually, you know, based on our evaluations over these, you know, last 13 years, we've actually done better. We're improving. We are improving, which is, you know, there's a lot of places that aren't improving. So that is a good thing. And some may be able to use, you know, to say that, hey, look, at least Louisiana's trying, you know, they're trying to do stuff to improve their grades here. So that's a positive in that direction. But, you know, in terms of the rest of it, if they, you know, they go in there and they, you know, take a deep dive into something like the report card, you know, you're right. There's some troubling things. They go in there.
I'm not trying to pick on New Orleans, but I am going to pick on New Orleans only because of its age. It seems to me when I was looking at, you know, other metro areas, and it's mentioned in one of the things that y'all send out. So like it says here, if you go to Boston, New York, those systems go back to the 1800s. It's a lot harder to overcome and manage a lot of that infrastructure is there without lifting it and replacing it, right?
Right.
How much of what's happening in the city is actually kind of, if we were to remove the city from the consideration, how much would that grade move for the state of Louisiana?
It wouldn't move. It really wouldn't move a lot because you, here's the thing is that when you look into like water and wastewater, okay, so Louisiana, I mean, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, the bigger cities, they can handle the water and the wastewater. They have treatment plants for the water. They have treatment plants for the wastewater. But it's when you go into the rural portions of Louisiana where they're, you know, their systems are old, are not maintained very well. And so if you, even if you remove New Orleans, it's still not going to really affect the grades within, say, water and wastewater or landfills. And so that's, it's not so much of a New Orleans thing. It is just a whole statewide issue.
Right. And when we talk about, for instance, our interstate system in the state of Louisiana, we've seen a lot of other southern states expanding, going from two lanes to three lanes. Do we see as much growth here in the state as opposed to those other states? Do you know?
Yes, we have. I mean, part of the time program that they had, DOTD had, that helped address some of that. And you see it, you see the expansions, you know, up in on the North Shore. You've seen it, you know, where they widened the road, they expanded the interstate on the North Shore. You're seeing it here in Baton Rouge. It's happening along the 49 corridor. You know, in Lafayette and also up toward Shreveport as well. So I think that the we've done a pretty good job of trying to expand the roads. It's not going to solve, you know, the traffic problems in New Orleans or the traffic problems in Shreveport or Baton Rouge, but it will help somewhat. I mean, even in Baton Rouge, we're finally trying to get rid of our one lane of I-10 and expand it.
Yeah. So as we look at, you know, the Landry administration, still kind of in the infancy of the administration, if you think that he gets 8 years, what do you see that's the most encouraging for you that they're bringing forward from a priority standpoint?
I think that, you know, it's like you said, it's kind of early and it's hard to see because they're doing trying to make some structural changes like the DOTD. Whether they're good or bad, I don't know. At this point, nobody really does know. But they're trying to push forward, being able to get things from the desktop to the out in the field and done, the construction portion of it. Those are kind of like, that's a good thing to see, that they're trying to get those things done. The key will be, do they have the funding for it to do that? But, you know, that's encouraging.
If you can cut project time in half, I mean, that would be big gain, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's more of trying to get things going and done. It, first of all, it employs people. Second of all, it fixes infrastructure. The other thing that they've done, within the program here is trying to help some of the rural people with their water systems. I've seen that. That there's some encouraging things there.
And is there one sector or area of the state that you see more improvement than others?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't. I can't. I really can't answer that. I don't see that there's really any greater improvement in any part of this dam, because there's just been, you know, there was a lot of damage done by the hurricanes over in Lake Charles and down by the coast, you know. And so, you know, they're trying to build back, and that's, you know, that's just you know, that's probably some encouraging. It's probably helping someone in like, say, over in Lake Charles, but it's hard to say that there's any area that's really improved significantly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you talk about infrastructure. I was reading a series of articles on the Key Bridge that was hit in Maryland, and cost estimates for that bridge have tripled since last spring. I mean, it's like, what?
It's probably the cost of steel, and it also has to do with, it's also people, the cost of people. You know, they've gone up. And the cost of steel, you know, basically inflationary on products. That was bad.
And I got to imagine this is going to continue to be one of the biggest challenges that government has, right, in trying to figure out how to fund and finance this.
Correct. No, you're right.
And relying on the federal government is not going to be a good strategy that's going to move the needle for you.
No, you're right. I mean, I think we're going to have to get somewhat creative in some ways. As an example, the Lake Charles Bridge, they're basically doing that as a PPP, which is a private partnership, where basically private funding funds the construction, and then basically they get it back in tolls.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. We're in for some interesting times. Appreciate your time, your insight, and the incredible work that the American Society of Civil Engineers have done on this infrastructure report. It is certainly of value to each and every one of the citizens of the state of Louisiana. And thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Kirk Lowry, chairman of the Louisiana Report Card. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.